Welcome to Sensei's Blog Hub, where we talk about our mission of following the immune system's teachings to discover new treatments that inspire the body to fight cancer. Today, CFO Erin Colgan is joining me to talk about the role she plays in ensuring that Sensei has the resources it needs to explore the science of immuno-oncology and keep its programs focused on our ultimate goal, which is to deliver breakthrough treatment options for patients with cancer. Thanks in big part to Erin's efforts, Sensei has just made an exciting transition into the clinic with its lead program, SNS-101, and she's had a hand in so many of the important decisions that led us to this moment. So first, Erin, before we jump into your role at Sensei, tell us a little bit more about how you got to this point in your career.
Well, I started my career in public accounting and through a client that I had in the space, fell into the biotech pharma world. Only then, 13 years ago, did I realize I had found an industry where I could do something I was good at and also help impact the lives of patients who in many cases are desperately looking for new answers.
And having worked with you for, I guess, close to 3 years now, I can say you're very patient oriented. So that's definitely taken a hold in your career. Let's fast forward now to when you first joined the company. That was, let's say that was around 2020. And those were some strange days, weren't they?
Yes, they were. John, you and I actually met the first time outside at Faneuil Hall to maintain social distancing. We grabbed a Dunkin' Donuts coffee as it was the only thing open. After that, we didn't meet again in person until after Sensei had gone public. I think it was April 2021. Everything we did to get ourselves to the IPO was done over Zoom. We had to get financial statements ready. We had to turn the company from a small private one to a public one. We also needed to find office space. We needed to decorate that office space, and we needed to do everything in between. Relentless 12-hour long investor days, late night working sessions, and even small team post-IPO celebrations happened virtually. It was both exasperating and exhilarating work at Sensei at the time.
I think we could have an entire blog about the work you did in that six-month period, but let's talk about the IPO for a minute. What made it important for Sensei Bio to go public when it did?
A few things about Sensei at the time made it important. First of all, we had accumulated a diverse group of investors over the years who had varying levels of interest, and further increasing their ranks would be difficult. We were in the clinic at the time in phase two and needed adequate funding right away to keep our lead program moving forward. And the time was right in terms of the external environment. We raised $152 million in our IPO, and based on current projections, that gives us cash into the second half of 2025.
So, Erin, when we were sitting on that park bench and I was interviewing you for this job, I told you we were going to go public within a year. And I think I sprung it on you not long after you joined that it was really closer to 6 months. How did you feel about it at that point? And did you think I was crazy?
That might be true. That is accurate on the timeline. We did say a year. And in my third week, we had a board meeting. And at that board meeting, a bank came and presented a timeline. And 6 weeks later, we had an org meeting to bring banks together to start the IPO process. And 3 months after that, I don't think I had slept a wink because I had made 2 years worth of quarterly financial statements, and off we were.
And I'm really proud to say we beat my prediction of the IPO date by about 18 days. Because when I joined the company, I said we'd go public within about 3 years. And I think it was about 18 days to the 3 year mark. So that worked out really well. Our mix of pipeline programs has definitely changed since the IPO. But the important thing is we've gone where the data has told us to go. And we made some incredibly important but incredibly tough decisions along the way. So can you talk to us, Erin, a little bit about what impacts have our past decisions had on where we are today as a company 2+ years post-IPO?
I agree with you about making tough decisions. It's hard in the moment because it often sets you back. But if you made a good decision, you will start to see the benefit down the road and end up farther ahead than you otherwise would have been. We had no way of knowing 2 years ago what the funding climate would look like today. By using resources wisely and efficiently, we're still well positioned to be in this current environment. That has meant, for example, moving away from more long-term programs toward ones that are more likely to bear fruit sooner. But I've also learned over the years the importance of having multiple programs rather than putting all your eggs in one basket. That's why our lead program, 101, is backed up by conditionally active antibodies aimed at other targets. In the end, you need to be efficient, but also prepared to evolve and change course quickly to avoid exhausting your resources.
I consider that another one of your strong skill sets is building these important relationships internally that allow us to move forward so efficiently and rapidly. And can you talk a little bit about your, how you view all the various stakeholders internally, what your approach is, and how you like to interact with people?
I really think trust, especially between other senior members of the team, but honestly, at an organization the size, between everyone, is so important. You have to understand that everybody's working toward a common mission, a common goal. And if we trust each other, the hard decisions do become easier because you understand that they're being made for the right reason. From my point of view, the important thing is to make sure the funding we raise goes toward the most valuable work and is as efficient as possible in getting us closer to delivering for patients. It's all about walking that fine line between resource investment and conservation so we can say yes to all the right things.
A CFO, especially one like yourself, who has such a broad skill set in this area, also plays a really broad role internally, making sure we're disciplined in the money we're spending, helping us prioritize programs, thinking through really carefully what our organizational controls are and where are the really critical items that we need to be focused on in terms of resources.
I think it's very important to remember how closely tied the financials and the science really are. You need the money to do the science. You need good science to raise more money. And without the right amount of funding, you can't take a program to a point where you can show the external world it behaves the way you internally believe it will. The data we see in the future will help determine how Sensei allocates its resources, talks to investors, and makes decisions about what programs we're going to pursue. But I hope in the long run, everybody in the company and externally appreciates that it's really what ultimately leads us to being able to serve the patients we aim to get to.
The connection between finance and the science, that's very interesting because I think that's a connection most people don't usually make.
That's totally fair. And what would surprise people is no matter how much money a company's making, you still have to prioritize. You still have to make hard decisions. You can't turn around and spend every dollar you've made on new, cool, really interesting, but hard to prove science. You still have to have a really methodical approach because commercial or not, you've raised a lot of money to get to the point where you are. And ultimately you have two people that you've made commitments to, patients and investors, and you owe something to both of them.
I absolutely agree with you, Aaron. Now, as a final thought, what should we know about you, Aaron, the person, beyond your work at Sensei?
Well, one thing people are most surprised to learn about me is that I am a huge fan of 90s rap.
Finance and rap music. That is a strong combo. Would you be willing to wrap our financial runway guidance to the audience?
No, I will not.
Fair enough. Thanks again, Aaron. And thanks to everyone for joining us. I'm so happy to have your help charting Sensei's course and excited to learn what the future holds.